This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's president is warning that a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive on Syria's last rebel stronghold of Idlib. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated his warning Friday at a trilateral summit involving his counterparts from Russia and Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin said a ceasefire would be pointless as it would not involve Islamist militant groups it deems terrorists. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Syria must gain control over all its territory. Syrian forces have been massing around Idlib, backed by Russian air power and naval might. The Tehran summit was touted as the last chance to avoid the looming military operation. Iran and Russia maintain that Damascus is right to deal with terrorist threats. Meanwhile, the UN envoy for Syria warned Friday that all the ingredients exist for what he called a perfect storm of humanitarian catastrophe if Syria's government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive in Idlib. Stefan de Mistura told the UN Security Council members via video conference that any use of chemical weapons would have worldwide consequences.
Any use of chemical weapons is totally, totally unacceptable. As the OPCW has found, the norm against the use of chemical weapons has been repeatedly violated in Syria.
De Mistura said efforts to combat terrorism do not supersede obligations under international law. Nearly 3 million people live in Idlib. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates there are 15,000 terrorist fighters in the province. This is VOA News.